Let's head back to North Korea and some facts you might not know about North Korea. And after you hear some more, you'll be going, gee, we do live in the lucky country, don't you? Don't we? The dream job for a woman in North Korea. You didn't have any idea?
Well, I didn't want to make a guess.
Okay. Well, we're talking traffic cop.
Traffic cop.
According to
sources.
It's
what a lollipop man.
No, well, yeah, I guess it's reported that women in these roles are often handpicked for the job, with tall and attractive being major factors in successfully scoring the gig. So they're sexist as well over there in North Korea, basically. That's what they're saying. No blue jeans allowed. Forget about slipping on your Levi's, because blue jeans are banned in North Korea. Apparently, they represent United States capitalism.
Right. I hadn't heard that one before.
In 2015, no music allowed, no outside music allowed. In 2015, Kim Jong-un issued a decree to scrap all cassette tapes and CDs. Doesn't say anything about records, though, which had state-banned songs because lyrics could lead to dissent among its citizens. Mm. There are a small handful of songs that are allowed, most of which promote the country's political ideals. And where TV is concerned, forget about Netflix, Stan, and binging anything. As a matter of fact, in North Korea, there are just four television channels. All are state-owned and usually air from daytime to prime time. Among those channels is Athletic TV. That's got my vote right there. Athletic TV presents, obviously, sports competitions involving North Korean athletes. There's documentaries and programs about the history of sports in North Korea. On second thought, I might choose one of the other channels, but I'm not sure what's on them because they're not listed. So, and just quickly, you need government's permission to buy a laptop in North Korea.
I don't know how true this is, but I do remember reading reports that apparently their state media service over there reported that their dictator, like, dominated the last Summer Olympic Games.
Really?
I'm not sure how true that is, but, yeah.
I'll tell you what, yes, government's permission to buy a laptop, and if you're able to actually get your hands on one, there are only 28 websites that you're allowed to browse. We live in a very lucky country indeed.
We do. We all won the lottery in our own right by being born here, I think.
I think you're absolutely dead set correct.